As the fiscal year ended this past week for many organizations and businesses, there was big money news in Arkansas. For his usual Monday wrap-up of the past 7 days' business and political news, Roby Brock begins with a change in the Arkansas banking community.
Conway-based Home Bank Shares, parent company of Centennial Bank, will acquire Jonesboro-based Liberty Bank Shares in a $280 million deal. The transaction is the largest in-state banking deal in the history of Arkansas and makes publicly traded Home Bank Shares the second largest bank holding company headquartered in the state. Nearly 400 Liberty shareholders will receive $250 million in common stock and $30 million in cash as part of the transaction. All told, there will be 151 banking locations in Arkansas, Alabama, and Florida. 92 of those will be in-state. The combined banks will have $7.1 billion in assets, $5.6 billion in deposits, $4.5 billion in loans, and employ nearly 1,500 workers. Three countries, China, Japan, and Russia, have stopped importing poultry from Arkansas because of an outbreak of avian flu in one commercial chicken house in Scott County, a possible blow to the state's economy. The outbreak of avian flu, discovered June 16th on a farm in the Bowles community of Scott County, was contained to one chicken house, and testing of all poultry within a 6-mile radius has been negative. Arkansas State University System President Dr. Charles Welch said Arkansas needs to make a transformative investment in higher education. Without dedicated capital funding for the state's 2-year and 4-year colleges, there is no funding for major initiatives seen in similar states, he said. Long term, universities cannot and should not continue to make incremental improvements and try to stay competitive on the shoulders of students through continued tuition increases. Welch said that the resolve shown for significant economic investments in secondary education and highways must also be demonstrated for universities and colleges. Governor Mike Beebe told members of the Northwest Arkansas Council, an influential business group in the region, that they need to support the private option health insurance plan passed by state lawmakers. A group seeking to repeal the plan is collecting signatures for a potential ballot initiative. Beebe said the group had a, quote, public responsibility to stand against the effort. A 68-32 vote on immigration reform was a display of bipartisan support in the U.S. Senate, but it split Arkansas's senatorial delegation. The U.S. Senate voted to approve the immigration reform measure, which still must clear a Republican-controlled House of Representatives. Senator Mark Pryor, a Democrat, voted in favor of the bill, while Senator John Bozeman, a Republican, opposed it. The legislation includes a 13-year pathway for 11 million undocumented immigrants to earn legal status in the U.S. It also includes enhanced border security measures and increases the number of visas available for high-skilled workers and entrepreneurs, as well as visas for temporary agricultural workers. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas files his weekly wrap-up for Ozarks at Large on most Mondays. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks is provided by Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.